And, of course, John Travolta, who is one of my favorite people. He's in a new movie called Battlefield Earth.
Yes.
Which I'm sure he had a lot to do with.
Hook me up to the E-meter. Let's go. Uh-oh.
Are there any toys for Battlefield Earth?
I'll say.
It's a toy, and it speaks. There's a spaceship, a magnificent replica of the spaceship. There's a Terrell.
Oh, please.
Who is going to be buying these
Johnny
toys?
Johnny Goodrich Carter.
Luther's.
Boy, there's a Forrest Kerr character.
All right.
Nobody's looking for toys from Battlefield Earth. And he says L. Ron Hubbard was a well-known science fiction writer as well as a philosopher. I guess you didn't know that, Howard.
The funny thing is,
I like how he tries to downplay it in the interviews. Like, this guy worships. L. Ron Hubbard is his god. He is. If you're a Scientologist, L. Ron Hubbard is God. He is the word of God. And I guess he's trying to like downplay it. Oh, yeah, you know, no big deal.
Is that when I would ever talk about the philosophy, people would say, well, isn't that science fiction writer? Do you know what I mean? And now it's like kind of the opposite. But, you know, as time goes by, I guess there's an eclipse of what one is most famous for or not. But truthfully, Hubbard's been known for science fiction longer than philosophy.
Sure.
And this particular book was his most famous and most popular and voted on two different surveys the favorite book of the century.
Really?
He's getting brainwashed. This is the favorite book of the century. Where?
I've never heard of it.
Someone told me he's a Scientologist to buy up all his books.
That's probably true.
I guarantee you, if you went back and checked John Travolta's SAT scores, they're in the teens.
He never even bothered to try.
You know. By the way, how many people know that Jesus was a screenwriter? It's true. Just trying to make a buck.